Grace, mercy, and peace to you, God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, somebody on their way to church today saw three burros. And actually, the burros kind of got in their way. And I said, well, that would have been perfect for today. Why didn't you bring them? And she goes, well, we would have only needed one, so why didn't you just go ahead and bring the one? Wouldn't that just been a great visual for everybody? But I guess I can understand why it would have been difficult to convince one of them to follow you to church. I heard, this was told to me, that last week is now the beginning of summer. And so, no response. Just one person shaking their head saying no. I heard it was the beginning of spring. Of course, it was 30-something degrees outside when I woke up this morning. But it's spring. It's the beginning of spring. So let us all rejoice and be glad. We're ready to put away our winter clothes and start looking for our summer clothes. Well, actually, I think you have to look for summer clothes in January and winter clothes now if you go to the store. They always want you to buy way ahead of time. But it was a new beginning for us. And speaking of new beginnings, how about this crowd that was there to triumph Jesus entering into Jerusalem? A new beginning for them. They could sense it on the horizon. They had a new beginning. It was going to be a great week. Jesus was coming in, and he was going to be their king. He was going to be the one who was going to overthrow the Romans. He was going to be the one who got everything right for him. So they were shouting, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel. And they were excited. The new beginning was coming. Everything was going to be so great. Oh, wow, this is going to be beautiful. Except this king. How would you expect the king to come in? What clothes would you expect him to be wearing? Would you expect him to be riding on a donkey, wearing just ordinary clothes? Well, yes, and maybe no. You see, it's really interesting. I just was in a study Bible class on the book of Judges at Emmanuel Lutheran in Washington. And I found out that back then, if somebody had 30 sons and 30 donkeys, he was doing well off. Donkeys were a symbol of wealth. Can you believe that? We look at them now and it's like, oh, come on, hurry up, go. We can't get them to move or anything. That'd be more of a mule, but we don't look at donkeys as being symbols of wealth nowadays. I mean, I guess at the farm I'm at, I could go ahead and talk Sally and getting some donkeys and tell everybody, look, we're wealthy. We got donkeys. But I don't know how well that would go. And Sally would just go, yeah, I don't think we got enough of the smells around here with the cows. We don't need donkeys closer in. Yeah. But he did. He came to Jerusalem riding on a donkey, not in on a fabulous steed, not on a chariot, and his clothes. A king should be wearing purple clothes, regal clothes. And he was just dressed normally. Now, this is interesting. At times, kings did come in to wherever they were from after a battle on a donkey. But they would either be dressed in royal garments or more likely in battle gear, battle wear. And Jesus wasn't doing either of these. He looked very humble riding in on the donkey. And he was the king. Oh, wait, was he humble Or was he a king? Because kings weren't known for being humble. They were probably used to riding in and everybody better pay tribute to them and bow to them and come up and tell them how great they are, even though the crowd was calling out to Jesus. But he was not acting like he was over them, that he was in charge of them. They weren't doing it because, oh, if we don't pay tribute to the king, we're in trouble. No, they were paying tribute to him because of what signs that he had done, including the raising of Lazarus from the dead. The crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they had heard he had done this sign. So that's why the crowd was there. But why was Jesus there? For the crowd, it was a beginning of great things, they thought. For Jesus, what was it the beginning of? The beginning of his entrance into Jerusalem, the beginning of his final week of his earthly life, or so it seemed, by the end of the week. The beginning of his humbling himself by being obedient to death, even death on a cross. The beginning where he would go in and he would suffer and die for the sins of all people. And now this really confused the crowd, because though they were hailing him, saying, yeah, Jesus, all right, the Son of David, blessed is he. And they were expecting all these great new beginnings. And now, the end of the week, it's not such a great new beginning. It's a new beginning of wonder and awe and sadness and confusion. Wait, we don't understand. What went wrong? We thought he was the one that was going to overthrow them Roman people. And yet, here he was being arrested by them, being betrayed by one of his own friends, and being arrested, and then undergoing a trial and given over to be crucified. He must be such a bad, they had to be confused. He was such a bad person that they would rather have Barabbas go free. Barabbas, a murderer in the insurrection. And yet they wanted Barabbas to go free. Not the one that they just proclaimed to be the king. They want him to be dead. And the chief priest got the crowd together to scream and yell, crucify him, crucify him. The same Jesus who entered into Jerusalem with such a hero's welcome is now being led to the hell to be crucified, to suffer and die, to have these whippings put on him, the crown of thorns thrust upon his head, to have all of this happen to him. It was like we were wrong. We were wrong. We followed him and we were wrong. We followed him expecting such great things and we were wrong. He was just a phony. He was just somebody who was leading us astray. That's our new beginning, is that we were stupid. Our new beginning is that I'm sure that everyone's sitting there and taking note of who was his followers, taking note of who it was. We better go lock ourselves up in rooms, or else they're going to be coming after us too. Our new beginning is going to be hiding, they were thinking. For Jesus, this was the new beginning. For us, this was the new beginning. For those who followed him, this was the new beginning, because sin, death, and the devil had been beaten. They just didn't realize it on that day. It would take until the third day before they realized what had happened, how Jesus had tried to tell them on the third day, I will rise again. And he did. And that was the new beginning, the new life for all of them. And now we have been given a new beginning, a new life. And it began when we were baptized. It began when we heard the word of God spoken to us of all that Jesus had done for us. It began before the beginning. God's plan of salvation began before the beginning, before there was any heavens or earth, before there was anything. God's plan of salvation was already there, and that Jesus was going to suffer and die for us, for our sins. And so now we're living in our new beginning as Christians, as believers in Jesus, followers of the way, and yet there's darkness in the world who will make fun of us, who will try to convince us that we are stupid now for following this Jesus person. We are stupid now for believing in God. That's what they're trying to tell us. But we have someone on our side. We have God on our side to be with us and to guide us and to lead us and to let us throw off those comments and those actions from other people. And our new beginning is the Holy Spirit leads us to go and talk to those people reasonably and telling them why we believe what we believe, and that how God also died for them. And we await the very best new beginning. The very best new beginning is yet to come. And that's when Jesus will return to take all believers to spend eternity with him. And we will be able to say every day, Hosanna, blessed is he, our King, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And we will praise God each and every day. And what a great new beginning that will be. Brothers and sisters in Christ, it looked like things went awry. Things went perfectly on that week when Jesus entered in Jerusalem as our hero. God bless each and every one of you. In the name of Jesus, amen.